This is an RNIB talking book.
The Woman in Black by Susan Hill.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Woman in Black by Susan Hill. Christmas Eve. It was 9:30 on Christmas Eve. As I crossed the long entrance hall of Monk's Peace, on my way from the dining room, where we had just enjoyed the first of the happy festive meals, towards the drawing room and the fire around which my family were now assembled, I paused, and then, as I often do in the course of an evening, went to the front door, opened it, and stepped outside. I've always liked to take a breath of the evening, to smell the air, whether it is sweetly scented and balmy with the flowers of midsummer, pungent with the bonfires and leaf mould of autumn, or crackling cold from frost and snow. I like to look about me at the sky above my head, whether there are moon and stars or utter blackness, and into the darkness ahead of me. I like to listen for the cries of nocturnal creatures and the moaning rise and fall of the wind, or the pattering of rain in the orchard trees. I enjoy the rush of air towards me from the hills, from the flat pastures of the river valley. Tonight I smelled at once, and with a lightning heart, that there had been a change in the weather. All the previous week we'd had rain, thin, chilling rain, and a mist that lay low about the house and over the countryside. From the windows, the view stretched no farther than a yard or two down the garden. It was wretched weather.